Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
Hi. So I just am feeling very ranty actually, and I thought I would record some of the thoughts. And it might be that I'm going through integration of my latest kinesiology balance, so this might not be true for me in a few days, but it's been true for me for a while, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, this idea of a business being the solution to your problems, and there are so many people invested in you believing that it's easy, and that it actually makes me really fucking angry. Because as someone who's been running multiple businesses over many years, I can honestly say that it's not easy. It's not easy. It's not a destination that you get to and you're like, oh my God, my life is amazing now that I run my own business. It's, you know, it just makes me incredibly angry that it is constantly promoted by people who, this is often their first business, teaching you how to build a business online easily make 10 figures or, you know, or whatever, 10 figures, maybe they've moved on to 10 figures, I don't know, it was 6 figures or 5 figures per month or whatever the fuck, you know, is your dream. How easy it is to just have it happen with you just showing up on Facebook once a day and sharing your knowledge with the world. Like, I'm not saying it's not possible, but I'm saying it's work and it requires you to get out of your comfort zone and it requires you to put yourself in situations that you would never have done if you were with an employee. And it's not necessarily a stable income. It all is dependent and reliant on you and your willingness to show up consistently and do the things that you need to do in order to have the money come in. And this could very well be part of my integration that I'm working on with my kinesiologist right now, because it's around the idea of just making money for being you. And is that possible? Yes, it is. Is it possible if you do nothing but sit on your ass and hope? Maybe. Maybe luck will strike and you'll win lotto or get an inheritance or whatever, or someone, you know, your partner will get a job that makes enough money so you don't have to worry about it. Yeah, that's all possible. But the desire to start your own business, as a means to get away from your life, if that makes sense. Like, what I see is a lot of people who don't want to go back to work, right? And I totally understand that, because I had an employer once. A few times in the past, a long time ago. And I get it. Like, it was shit. I hated my job a lot of the time. But I also know that by going and starting my own business, all of my problems weren't magically solved. I was still dealing with the same kind of bullshit. It was just wrapped in a different packaging. You know? It's like there's something to be said for finding joy, finding, like, what is it that's actually lacking in the job? What is it about your life that you want to uproot it and change everything? What specifically is it? Is it that you don't feel enough freedom? Like, we're so often focused on all the things we're lacking in our life. You know, the things that aren't feeling good. So we don't like our boss, or we feel like it's the job is taking away our freedom, and we want more freedom with our time. But I can tell you, starting your own business doesn't necessarily give you freedom, because if you've worked for an employer all your life, going into your own business raises its own fucking Pandora's box of shit that you've got to deal with, right? Like, what do you do with all that freedom? Well, often nothing. Nothing. Or you're just like, you're sitting in front of your computer for days, like scrolling Facebook because you should be working, and then you're just guilting yourself into the fact that you're surfing Facebook instead of like actually doing work. Like, and getting up in the morning without not even having a shower before 2 p.m. in the afternoon. How's that working for you? You know, it's like it presents its own problems. What I feel is what needs to happen in our society right now is, instead of looking for somewhere else to find joy, actually, like, just being where we are. That's where we're living our life, where we're living our life. So what if you just lived your life and had a level of acceptance for where you were at? Because I totally get that some people are in really shit situations that they need to get out of. You know, like, I've been in domestic violence relationships. I understand that there are places that we go in life that are fucked. And yes, definitely need to get out of those kind of situations, because it comes down to our personal safety, you know? But as someone who's listening to this podcast, maybe you're not in a life-threatening situation that you need to get out of. A job that you don't necessarily love all that much is not necessarily the worst thing in the world that you need to get away from. You know, maybe there are ways that you could bring more, maybe you could find a new job. Maybe you could find some ways that feel really good for you to be spending your time, rather than looking for the next idea that's going to save you from yourself. Because that's what we're doing, right? When we're looking for these external things to magically fix our life, like the job or the house or the, you know, having kids or whatever it is, starting your own business, whatever it is that's you're handing your power over to being the thing, it's really just us trying to escape ourselves. So what if we had some acceptance? What if instead of focusing on all the things that were wrong in our life, we focused on the things that are right and we created more of that? You know? What feels good? Does it feel good to carve out your lunch break and go and do yoga? Would that make your day working for an employer better? Because there's this idea, I guess there's these two conflicting ideas, because there's always two conflicting ideas, right? Always two conflicting ideas. The one idea is that you don't find happiness outside of where you are, right? Like it's within. We see it in every fucking Disney movie. They all come back, and the power is that the happiness was always living inside of them, or what they needed was always inside of them. The hero's journey back to themselves, right? And sometimes that requires you to change your circumstances, because, you know, a pot plant doesn't thrive in certain situations, and you move it and it thrives. But the pot plant's still a pot plant. It's just thriving in different scenarios. So there's like two elements here, right? So yes, if your environment is really shit and it's causing you heaps of pain and you're wilting and dying, then for sure, change your environment. Change the things that make up your environment, the things that you're doing with your time so that you're nourished. The friendships that you have, you know, are they supporting you? Are they nurturing you? Is the way that you're looking after your body, is that nurturing you? Is that feeding your soul? Do you have ways to express yourself? Do you feel safe to express yourself? Because that is going to impact your quality of life. Having a business can impact certain things for sure, because yeah, there's benefits to running your own business. You do have a little bit more flexibility sometimes in the way that you use your time, but you also don't have the flexibility of a paycheck guaranteed week in, week out. And yes, you can potentially with your own business have like no ceiling on your income, except the ceiling that you place on yourself. And then you can find yourself like in this trap of like, why aren't I making money? I'm doing all the things right. What's the block? What's the block? What's the block? You know, I could definitely have earned more money working for somebody else. And I can tell you probably at least once or, you know, once every few weeks or months, I have a moment where I think maybe I'll just go and get a job. Because I'm making the happiness outside of where I am. And I'd really just be taking all of my issues to where I go. So, yeah, I'm feeling a bit jaded right now by this idea that we've been sold that business is easy. It can be easy. It can be easy. It doesn't have to be hard. But it's not a solution to your life's problems. It's not. You know? It's really not. And those who are telling you it is have a vested interest in that, a financially vested interest, because they're making money from you having that belief. And then what I'm seeing around me right now is people who have bought into that and are wondering what they're doing wrong because they're not having the success that their mentor had, even though they've forked out the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for this course and that course and this coach and this mentor and the blah blah and the, you know, and they're still, they're wondering what's wrong with them. Is it that they haven't found the right idea? Is it that they, you know, like, what's wrong with them? Why can't they have the success? And I have found myself now working with people who have gone from that work, you know, work as an employee, buying into the dream of entrepreneurship being the great Australian, great American dream now, no longer home ownership, business ownership. And they've burnt themselves out and gone back to work with their tail between their legs, feeling shit. And then have realized that perhaps it isn't actually that shit working for an employer if they can find a way to have balance around where they are. You know, if they can find a way to keep connected to their own voice and their own expression and what's important to them, then they can have joy as an employee. They can have what they want, a stable income and time for themselves and quality time with their kids, you know, and afford holidays. They can actually take leave and be present with their kids when they're with their kids. You know, there's something to be said for that. The key is that it's about finding happiness where we are. Finding some level of joy where we are. finding our voice where we are, knowing that it's not going, no other circumstance is going to change who we are. Who we are. The pot plant is still the plant it was. It's still, you know, whatever, a peace lily. It's still a peace lily when you move it to a better environment. It might grow, but it's still a peace lily. And if the peace lily hates being a fucking peace lily, it's not going to be thriving anywhere. Thankfully, peace lilies don't really think like that. But anyway, that's my thoughts for today. And that's really it. Peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.